The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And Robin sends her best to everyone this morning. I just spoke with her. She's awake, but she just said, hey, we're making some progress. Got a little more change in her medication, so hopefully that's going to go well for her. And she's missing everybody, and she also wants to say thank you for your thoughts and prayers. She really feels it from our listeners and everyone else who's been out there lifting her up. So she really, really wants to say thank you to everybody. So there we are. Having said that, we're going to do a show here for 2 hours, and we're going to give away a fish and tackle package of snakehead lures. Really nice package of snakehead lures from High Tide Tackle and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and do whatever you guys decide you'd like to do. Talk about whatever you would like to do. We'll be more than glad to talk about it. So how about that? So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680 is how that works, and we'll be more than glad to talk to you about anything that you would like to talk about. Beginning on Tuesday, that's July 16th through the 31st, all striped bass fishing in the Chesapeake Bay will be on hold in order to protect the fishery during what is statistically the hottest part of the year. But even when it's legal to keep one keeper-sized striped bass per day, Department of Natural Resources advises following their striped bass forecast advisory. Good morning, John B. So that today is going to be in the yellow zone with a 90-degree temperature, 92 tomorrow, and 95 on Monday, which is a red day, which where you are advised to be advised not to fish on Monday, and then the closure begins on Tuesday. So that's where we are with striped bass fishing. I talked to a buddy the other day. His name is Chuck Stentz, and he's with Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He's in charge. He's the program manager for Southern Maryland Hatchery and other projects down there. He also is part of the sturgeon project here in Maryland on the river over here on the Eastern Shore. I don't know why I can't ever say it. I can never figure it out. Anyway, but he said he won't even fish. It's too hot. There's federal framework on the sturgeon program, and when the weather is certain water temperature is so many degrees, they won't fish for those endangered sturgeon. So that's a good thing. I don't know why I can't remember the name of that creek. Up through Federalsburg and that way. Federalsburg? Anyway. Somebody help me out here. Hey, John B., how are you? Yes, indeed. I'll say hey to Robin for you, no question. And we know she's on a lot of prayer lists. I've talked to people across the outdoor world who hear the show and they mention Robin and they, you know, they're lifting her up, putting her on the list. So we appreciate that. So the crabbing has been pretty good from what I'm understanding in certain areas of the Chesapeake Bay, some big crabs, some nice crabs from what I'm seeing. I checked price the other day. Not too bad. They've come down quite a bit from their high, but they're still certainly high enough. But people are buying them. There's no question. So let's see. Anglers should be aware. This is on the latest fishing report. Anglers should be aware of mycobacteriosis, an infectious disease often seen on striped bass when the fish are more stressed by high water temperatures. Infected fish may show visible signs of the disease, including skin ulcers and severe muscle loss. Anglers should release diseased fish when caught and take precautions when handling fish to avoid infection. Washing hands or using waterless hand sanitizer after handling diseased fish is advised. And there is a link on the fishing report for more information on mycobacteriosis. So, let's see. Upper Chesapeake Bay. Yeah, hearing a lot of people catching catfish. White perch are coming on pretty good, from what I understand. People still are on the striped bass bite. Oh, that's a nice one. Northern pike from Deep Creek Lake. Anglers are enjoying fishing for a mix of smallmouth and largemouth bass. And you want to head it up there on vacation. Near floating docks and fallen treetops and rocky points. Wacky rigged worms tossed under or near the floating docks is a great way to fish for them. Fishing deep grass lines with minnows can account for a wide variety of fish. Yeah, that's true. I'll talk about that in a minute. But right now, we need to talk to Clay in Cummings Mills. Good morning, Clay.
Alan Ellis, good morning.
Hey, Clay, what's going on, buddy? Been a while.
Yeah, I was a little under the weather again for about 6 weeks. I missed the last six or seven weeks of the show.
Well, you can always listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I never think of that, though. I was hoping I would tune in this morning and hear Robin back. But
Robin,
unfortunately, no.
Well, I don't know if you're aware. I don't think you are if you've been out for 6 weeks. That the Thursday before Memorial Day, Robin lost her strength, lost all her muscle strength.
And
had to have some friends try and assist her to even stand up. That was an effort in itself. And we called 911. They called 911. I was on the road while all this was going on. They called 911, and they took her to the ER in Cambridge. And they assessed her and discovered that her potassium was off the charts to the point where they said, we may have to put you on dialysis tonight. So her kidney function was not good at all. And there were some other things that were out of balance. So looking back on it, Robin had lost quite a bit of weight. She lost about 100 pounds and never took into account that her medication would need to be adjusted. And took the same level of medication that she's on. Robin has stage 3 kidney disease. So she didn't quite adjust her medicine the right way, and her potassium went through the roof. And anyway, she wound up in Salisbury Hospital for 10 more days. And, got a lot of fluid, and she's been fighting the battle on the fluid for the last month or so. So,
give her my best. I'll keep a good thought for her.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will. And she's under good care. The nurse comes in twice a week and does her blood work, or takes blood for blood work, and everything gets shipped right to her doctor. And he called yesterday, and added one medication that she had been on before and was off of for quite a while. So he's looking at her blood work, and he's adding one medication for one time today to see if that begins the process of shedding some of this fluid. So, but
wow,
she's in good spirits today. You know, she's hasn't gone anywhere, done anything other than going to the doctors the last 5 or 6 weeks. So she's just a little down on that. She wants to get better and, you know, get back on the air. She did tell me, she said, "You know why I can't listen to the show?" I said, "Why?" She said, "I miss everybody too much."
Well, give her my best.
I sure will. So what else is on your mind there, Clay?
Well, two things. Actually, the first thing, is it the marshy hope?
Marshy hope.
You were trying to think of?
I don't know why I can't think. I can never keep that name in my head for some reason. I just can't.
That's always stuck in mind because we talked about before the property that I used to own in Puckham.
Yes.
On the Marshy Hope.
Marshy Hope.
So, another question, I think you might be able to help me or you might know somebody that can.
Okay.
I've got a couple hand-carved, hand-painted duck decoys.
Okay.
The guy that did them, his name is Heim, from up in Havre de Grace somewhere.
Heim, H-I-M-E or H-E-I-M?
H-E-I-M.
All right.
And they're dated 1984.
Right.
Pardon me, I spelled it wrong. H-E-I-N.
Oh, Hein.
Yeah.
Okay.
One's a mallard, and the other I never heard of is a gadwall.
Gadwall. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to find out any history on them, if they have any value, any collector value, or anything like that. And you were the first person I thought of might know something about them.
All right. Well, I see decoys sold here by C.H. Hein. I don't know if that's part of it or not. But I would certainly reach out to the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum.
There's a decoy museum in there.
Ah. Oh, a giant place in there. Yes, indeed. They have quite a collection of decoys from that region, the Upper Chesapeake Bay. And I will – is there any way you can take a picture of it and send it to me?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple pictures on my phone. I can send them.
All right,
when I get off here.
All right, send me the pictures. And what I would like to see is the bottom with the signature.
Yeah, I've got all that.
All right, send me a couple photos, and I'll pass them on to some people. I know some pretty avid decoy collectors, not only here on the shore, but some of the carvers actually are collectors. So I'm working with somebody right now. I intend to call today, who has a collection of some of the decoys from the upper shore and some of the names that are pretty famous up there. So, but the there's the Upper Bay Museum, and then there's the Havre de Grace. If that's where they were carved, they'd be very familiar with them, but I would give them a call.
All right, cool.
Let's see. See if I can find it for you. Havre de Grace. Havre de Grace. Decoys. There's a decoy. Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. Would you like the phone number? It's the website is decoymuseum.com. And can you write the phone number down? Where'd Clay go? Where'd we go? Oh, we lost Clay. All right. Well, Clay, if you're still here listening, I'll give you the number here. Whoops. It is 410-939-3739. 215 Giles Street, Havre de Grace. 410-939-3739. And Clay, call back if you can. I know you probably lost a connection looking for those pictures. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. Had a nice day at Clyde Sports Shop the other day talking to Rich. We were reviewing their advertising for the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And we're looking for pictures for, you know, for not only the cover, but to publish in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And you can email those to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. But we've added some new guns to the list, the X-Bolt 2, and particularly the X-Bolt 2 Hunter. Any of the X-Bolts are extremely accuracy, but this new bolt-action rifle features a checkered walnut stock with a satin finish, a redesigned receiver and bolt, a Sporter contour barrel with non-reflective matte blue finish. We also looked at the Wicked Wings, the A5 Wicked Wings. That's a upgrade from the A5. It's available in several different camos, including the vintage camo, of course. It's got the kinematic drive recoil operation, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and burnt bronze on the barrel. It's got an oversized bolt release, which people seem to like. They can work that bolt with their gloves. And extended in Vector DS Goose Band choke tubes and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. That's another new one we're going to add. Then the Maxis 2 that comes in this new Arik camo, Browning exclusive Arik camo, gas-operated autoloader with additional enhancements to improve performance, a composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls, and that gun right there fits me to a T. The A5 is also available, standard A5, in Mossy Oak Bottomland camo, which a lot of waterfowlers like. There's also a Realtree Mac 7 model is available as well. So all those guns coming up from, and the other one we're listing is the BT-99, the trap-specific single-shot shotgun. Superior fit and reliability. It's a single shot. All steel components, a trap recoil pad, and a walnut stock. And BT-99 comes in a lot of different configurations. All that at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Or Thalethorpe, whatever you want to talk about. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. And don't forget, if you're looking for a new scope, Clyde's has picked up the Hawk, H-A-W-K-E line of scopes and binoculars. Pretty nice to look at, too. All right, let's see. Clay, let's go back to Clay. Morning, Clay, again?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. It just clicked and you were gone.
Yeah.
So I got the
address, phone number,
email address, and the phone number. So I'll look into that on Monday.
Okay.
So I appreciate it.
And no problem.
The other question has big ass fish come out?
Yes.
Yet?
Yes. Yes, it has.
Is that all right? Yeah. Because that first edition was awesome. I read that cover to cover twice.
Well, that's great, man. That's great. We've got some really good information in the next one. Disappointed. I was a little disappointed with the outcome of it. It was a lot of work as usual, but and we focused on the blue catfish more, way more on the blue catfish, because in my personal opinion, they're a bigger threat to the bay. They're more aggressive invasive species than the snakehead is, but there's plenty of good stuff in there. We have an article by Scott Sewell that talks about the snakehead from the bass fisherman's perspective, which is pretty interesting. We've got, by the way, shout out to Rockfish Raymond. A lot of people in Baltimore know Rockfish Raymond. Rockfish Raymond, someone shared with me that he had a fall. He's out of commission for about 8 months. Broke a hip, broke a leg, and the fellow's been through some terrible medical situations in the past, and he's sidelined right now. So we send him our best wishes on social media and hope he's doing well. But Rockfish Raymond wrote an article about smashing blue catfish and what he uses and how he uses it and, you know, how he's for the kids and sets up fishing rods for the kids and so forth. So that's a good one that you'll like. We talk about selling your catch. If you can obtain a harvest license, and there are several of them, for catfish and snakeheads, you can actually sell your catch. And there's some folks that are interested in buying your catch that are advertising with us as well. A couple of guide services. One of our listeners, Jeff Pop, has a guide service on the Upper Bay focusing on the big blue catfish, Vista Ladyfish, and he's in there. Potomac, the old spelling of Potomac, the Indian spelling or whatever, the English translation of the Potomac, how the Indians used to say it.
The old English translation.
Yeah, Potomac. They've got a guide service for bow fishing on the in the Frederick area up that way. So we've got a couple of those. And, the retail stores that sell bow fishing equipment and live bait and things like that. And some places that actually sell the snakehead for dinner. And Robin and I had some snakefish bites the other day from Old Salty's down here in Dorchester County, and a lot of people are familiar with that restaurant.
Yeah.
And they're advertising in there too. There's catfish and snakehead, so they're joined right in with everything else. So it's becoming. Oh, and there's also an article about the name change of the snakehead. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't sound it. You sound about as enthusiastic as everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So.
Well, I'll get down to Clyde's and pick up a copy.
There you go. Yep, they've got them.
I'm looking forward to that.
Very good. So, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll get these pictures to you sometime this morning.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Give Robin my best. And
I will do it.
I'll talk to you hopefully next week.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right. We got Labor Day coming up here. We got plenty of time here in July and August and September to have a great deal of fun in the backyard. Crab prices are coming down, and you'll be gathering with friends and family to have little get-togethers and family reunions. Well, your backyard's a place where that happens, and Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, including those world-famous Adirondack chairs in all styles and colors. You can see all that from Route 40 at Route 50 on Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and storage sheds and, my goodness, everything for your backyard, greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops, free setup and delivery of the big stuff within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, pellet grills by Memphis, stainless steel pellet grills by Memphis, the cream to the cream. Big Green Egg are also there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in our region here, the Hearth America part of Backyard Billy's. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, and you can enjoy those when you have a little cookout if you want to set up a little fire and do some marshmallows and some s'mores and all that stuff. So BackyardBillies.com is the website, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. You know your backyard's going to look great. Hey, Mike and Marilyn, just hang on the phone there, and we'll be right back after these messages. Hello, Aaron. We'll be right back after these
Madonna
messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right. Here we go. Let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on, man?
You always play good music.
We try.
I listen to the music also.
We try. We really do.
I wanted your opinion. I'm thinking about getting a 350 Legend.
All right.
For hunting down a shore. Do you think that's a decent round?
I do. It's a decent round. It's not a long range round. But a lot of people use a 350 Legend. But I will ask you this question. Why wouldn't you consider something a little bigger? Is it for a youngster or for yourself?
No, it's just for myself.
Think about a 400 Legend or a 450 Bushmaster.
Yeah, I've heard that 450 is nice.
That 450 is probably the best of the straight wall cartridge rounds.
Okay.
The best.
Okay.
350 works great for a kid or anybody that doesn't want a lot of recoil.
Okay.
But it's not a 200 yard field gun either. I mean, you can, but compare the ballistics to the 350, to the 400 Legend, to the 450 Bushmaster, and you will be astounded at the difference, quite frankly.
What do you think of 450 around valve takeoffs?
What's that again?
450, how much do they cost around?
The price per round? I don't know.
Yes.
You'd have to call around on that one. I'm not sure, quite frankly.
The price per gun.
Well, a 450 Legend, or 400 Legend, and a 350 Legend, or a 450 Bushmaster in a bolt action is going to be the same. You're not looking for an AR platform, are you?
No.
Okay. Yes, you're probably that Ruger's. That Ruger makes a nice one. There are some single shots out there if you really want to think about it. I think CVA makes a single shot. CVA also makes a single shot 45-70, a Scout model, which is another nice round. And I think Clyde's has those. But
okay, all right.
I'm a proponent of a big bullet. I like big heavy bullets. And if I'm going to substitute a shotgun slug that weighs 3/4 of an ounce or 1 1/4 ounce, something like that, I'm going to shoot a bullet that's, you know, in a shotgun county, I'm going to shoot a bullet that's, you know, well, my 450 Marlin shoots a 325 grain bullet. So, you know, muzzleloader bullets are 270 to 300 in that range.
Right.
I'm kind of a proponent of that because I don't like the deer to travel too far, you know.
Right.
So, I like the idea. You know, you're going to want to, you know, you get a 350 Legend, and you see that buck out in the middle of the field, and you're going to want to stretch that shot. And I don't know if you got quite enough to do it at a long range. So,
okay.
But like I said, compare the ballistics. There are a lot of positive people out there. I'll probably hear from some of them that love their 350 Legend, and you know, I shot that deer.
So,
anyway, that's just a couple ideas. Just my opinion.
Hey, I've had a snakehead. Man, it's good to eat.
Oh, man, it's delicious.
Snakehead.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, you can't call it that anymore. You have to call it Chesapeake Channa now.
I'm calling it snakehead. They guys, they're stupid for changing names and stuff. Snakehead. It's what it's going to be. I don't understand people. Why mess up a good thing?
Well, you know, the rationale is that people weren't eating enough of them to help the situation because they were called snakeheads, and the name turned people off.
I mean, I don't know. I don't go by the name. I go by the quality.
By the taste, absolutely. Yeah. Well, there have been a lot of fish renamed, no question. So, anyway.
All right. Okay.
All right, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, our friends at Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. And that's where the locals get their tires. Most of the locals get their tires. at Spurry's Tire and Auto Service. And that's where they get their auto service work done, too. Not only, you know, regular folks like you and me, but the working man that, you know, can't take time to, you know, a lot of time to, you know, leave his truck somewhere for a day or two. No, that doesn't happen. But if you drive by their lot, it's amazing how many commercial pickup trucks and, you know, delivery vehicles and all that stuff is right there. American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires are featured, as well as, you know, anything else, Michelin or whatever, Continental, Yokohama, whatever you need, they've got them. And Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, and that's any make, any model, from the tiniest little cars all the way up to the big tractor trailers and beyond. They have any tire. Spurry's Tire Service can supply any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, any farm machinery. If you own any kind of a trailer, anything you can pull behind a truck, or an ATV, an SUV, RTV, whatever, anything that has three letters, Spurry's has the tires for your vehicle. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll include checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that old dreaded check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service, too, and all that has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Just stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton. That phone number, even if you're across the bridge, even if you're in Annapolis or Baltimore, it might be worth the trip. You might save some money. You never know. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Their website is spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call
Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make us run, cause we're the more boys raised on shotgun. We say grace, we say ma'am, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Love it, Hank. Thank you very much for that. We can skin a buck and run a trot line on the marshy Hope Creek. I'll try to remember that. And I'm going to keep the word hope in mind. We hope we catch a sturgeon today on marshy Hope Creek. Just thinking out loud here. Hey, been in touch with the folks at the Mead Natural Heritage Association. I don't know if you know this, folks, but down near Laurel, there's the Patuxent Wildlife Research Center, and part of that acreage that is owned by Patuxent is about 12,000 acres that's open to public hunting. But it's run by the Mead Natural Heritage Association, and you must be permitted to go in there, okay? So there's a lot of deer, there's a lot of turkey, there's a lot of small game. I think they killed 23 turkeys there this year, and I can't tell you how many deer. They're going to start advertising in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly this next issue, and there's an article there. But we were there last year and measured some deer with bucks, bears, stags. So two of our measures were there. They're going back again on August 10th, one of the sign-up days to hunt. So if you have a deer that you'd like to have measured in Maryland for the record book, you could certainly get in touch with Mead Natural Heritage Association. It's on Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, and sign up for the hunt. Get a permit to sign up for the hunt. I mean, it's regulated. There's no question, but it's 12,000 acres of public hunting. Think about that. You know, it's about halfway between Washington and Baltimore and Annapolis, so it's not a far ride at all. So why not consider Mead Natural Heritage Association? The website is mnha.net, www.mnha.net, and I just clicked on it, and it opens up to tell you about the Patuxent Research Refuge hunting plan, you know? So, how about that? You can sign up. Why not? Permit sales go on sale the first week of August. Good time to talk, to your friends and so forth. And there's everything that you need to know right there on mnha.net. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Got some folks texting me today. My turkey hunting guide and mentor is Bobby Dutrow. He sent me a picture the other day of a giant catfish, a flathead catfish from Dam 4 on the Potomac River. Now, the fellow's got this catfish, he's crouched down by a tree, and he's got his elbows on his knees, and he's holding this catfish out. But it looks to be, who knows, 40 pound maybe, maybe bigger. Giant head on this flathead catfish. And they are available not only in the Susquehanna, but in the upper branches of the Potomac River, flathead catfish. So there you are. And by the way, if you want to know if noodling is legal in Maryland, the answer is yes, it is. Noodling means going along creek bank and sticking your hand in the holes along the creek bank and under the logs to see if there's a catfish in there. No thanks. All yours. I want to reach my hand inside of a 40-pound catfish mouth and get a grip on his lower jaw, or let him bite my hand so I can pull him out of the water. I'm good. What are your thoughts on that? Anyway, the number here is 410 WCBM 680. If you want to get in a contest for snakehead lures, we're giving away a nice package of them at the end of the month, courtesy of High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We can take your call at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And let's talk to Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. And please let Robin know that everybody's praying for her.
I will do that. I will do
that. This talk about renaming the snakeheads reminds me of when I was a kid and went out on an actual fishing trawler just to do some fishing at down by Assateague.
Right.
And Chincoteague. And this old fisher captain, he took us out and put us on a bunch of glowfish, which are just delicious.
Oh, my gosh. Chicken of the sea. Absolutely.
Or was it chicken of the sea that they were renamed? And
no, well, I mean,
like sea robins or something like that.
No, sea robins and blowfish are different. But chicken of the sea is a brand of tuna. No.
Okay. I know chicken of the sea's brand, but. Man.
Yeah, but the actual nickname for blowfish is chicken of the sea, and there's a reason for that. When you clean them, you don't get any real fillets off of them. It's a little drumstick that comes out of the back with the tail attached.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, is it good eating.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. I love
and,
blowfish.
Listen, the other question I had for you is Parkville area to pick up a big-ass fish? I'd love to go down to Clyde's. It's a great, but, you know, it's a bit of a drive from Parkville down there. So,
yeah. I'll have to think about that.
No, that's okay.
That's the issue. I don't have a lot of advertisers in this, and that's kind of why I'm disappointed. We put the magazine out, but some of the folks that were with us last year aren't back with us. We did come up with some new ones, but you can always see it online. Do you go online at all?
I do go online. I do love to have a paper copy once in a while because I go back and forth through them. I love to read them. It's not as easy online, you know.
I got it. So,
but
how close are you to Rosedale?
Oh, not too far.
All right. Aircraft Heating and Cooling.
Okay.
Over there off Pulaski Highway. I think there's 67th Street, somewhere in there.
Okay. We'll check
stop
it out.
By and, stop by and see my friends at Aircraft. They're good people, by the way. Anybody that needs anything, heating, air conditioning, HVAC. Fred came down and got me back in business with our heating and air conditioning unit here.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. Okay.
Good guy.
Yeah,
good
I'll give
guy.
It a. I'll check it out. And
if you got any? You have any copies of our magazine, like the Maryland Hunting Quarterly or Maryland?
I haven't, and I should.
Okay.
I enjoy more reading them. The old Walker doesn't work as well out.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'm not too far from the little gunpowder up here and such, and the gunpowder that down in the park as you go up Harford Road.
Yeah.
Old Harford, actually Harford Road, heading up towards Bel Air. Just great, beautiful scenery. And I every so often I think I'll stop in at here and I'll just take the walker out and go down one of the trails.
There you go. You know? Sure, why not? Well, you're not far from one of our sponsors, a couple of our sponsors, actually. You're not far from Madonna Seafood, and you're not far from Bel Air Gun Range either.
That's true. Okay. Yep.
So next time I get to Bel Air Gun Range, Mike is a big fisherman. He likes to fish a lot, and I'll drop some big ass fish off there too. Won't be till later in the week, but I'll get up there. So
okay, great.
All right,
listen, take care.
Thanks for the call.
Just God bless you all.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. Well, we talked about backyard billies a little bit. You know, let's talk about the heating side, Hearth America. You know, look, it's not going to stay this hot forever. And I don't know what winter's going to bring, but it's going to require some heating of your house some parts of the winter from, you know, October through next February, March, whatever. But I would recommend Backyard Billies at Hearth America at Backyard Billies for anything that you would like to use as supplemental heat. They've got any number of beautiful, beautiful freestanding pellet stoves, freestanding wood stoves, wood inserts for your fireplace, pellet inserts for your fireplace, gas inserts for your fireplace. We have a great Enviro model gas fireplace insert that we love, but there's a company by the name of Regency that's one. There's a couple of other ones, M-Fire, and even if you want, you know, let's say you have a garage and you want to put a little pellet stove or wood burner out there, you know, you want a classic wood burner in your man cave or your garage or whatever. They've got some of the old-timey looking stuff. Can't say the name of the brand right now. But if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's the fireplace for me, I'll tell you. You name it for supplemental heat. They even have the electric units that'll fit in your fireplace too. Some housing developments will not allow you to have a gas or pellet or wood fireplace in your fireplace in your house, but you can put an electric heater in there, and you know, it looks good and it heats well. So why not explore your heating options at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? I recommend them. They did our installation and facilitated us through everything, the chimney, the whole deal, and very glad. We didn't have to go anywhere else. It was your one stop shop for you know, our insert. They even had a fellow that they're affiliated with come out and build our big stone fireplace up to the ceiling, and you know, installed the specialty chimney that required for a gas fireplace insert. We just can't say enough. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. Open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today or tomorrow? Route 50 at exit 44. That's Evans Avenue exit right off of Route 50. They're in Graysonville. Backyard Billy's. Well, I hear the music behind me there. A nice hour. Thanks, everybody, for calling. Thank you for the nice thoughts about Robin. But if you got to go, get out, stay safe. Listen, tell your family that you love them. Give them a hug. Hug the kids. Love the Lord. See you next round. Round right after the news. We'll see you next hour.